If there is an off season in Puget Sound, it's right about right now. And guys that, you know, your boat owners that don't take advantage of this time of year to do some basic maintenance and upgrades, you're going to find yourself kind of behind the curve. Our next guest, Lauren Bivens of Harbor Marine in Everett, has some pretty good suggestions. Lauren, thanks for joining us this morning. And I know you got a lot of guys coming into the shop these days. They're looking for upgrades. They're looking, you know, they're looking to do something to make their job on the boat easier. And we're looking to you for a little help, a little advice. Thanks for joining us this morning, Lauren.
Well, thanks for having me, and good morning. And you're right. Right now, the guys are thinking about all kinds of different things that they could possibly do to their boat to make their season be a little more convenient or work a little better for them.
So on a typical project, you know, where does a guy start? I mean, a guy comes into the store, you know, you got to size him up. What's he need? What's his level of handiness on his boat, for one thing? And how do you get a guy pointed in the right direction with regard to getting him the right stuff and getting him the right information to have a successful boat upgrade project?
Well, I think the first thing, of course, is finding out, you know, what his project is and trying to find out, okay, what the objective is, and you know, so then you go immediately to okay, look at the different sizes or different types, or to meet what he wants to do, and then take it from there down the road to you know, from soup to nuts as far as what you need to get the job done.
I think one of the go ahead, Rob.
Well, I guess for me, I mean, specifically, I'm all about installing my own electronics, and I do that so that I know where all the connections are. I know where all this stuff is laid out. But there's some things you need to do. You need to pick up the right connectors. You need to have the right shrink tubing on there. You know, what advice can you give guys that want to install their own electronics in regards to that, Lauren?
Well, Rob, well, you really hit a big one there. Electrical, and especially with the sensitive electronics we have today, is a real critical thing. And if you don't install them correctly, they're just not going to function up to their full performance. And we get a lot of complaints about people not being able to get their signals correctly in this because they haven't taken the extra time to make sure that those connections are done with a marine grade connector, and as well as, like you said, Rob, seal those with some heat shrink so that they you can't get any moisture in there. We're out, especially if you're out in the salt water, and so we use a heat shrink, for example, that has an actual glue inside of it that will just seal that thing so you'll never have an issue.
And we install our own downriggers, rod holders, all that stuff. And one of the things I do, and Nelly, we're both on the same page here, quarter by 20 stainless.
Oh, man.
And I got a bag, I mean, from everywhere from 3/4 inch on up to about 3 inch. And then, Nelly, you mentioned having number 10s, the small stainless stuff.
Yep.
Two sizes. And that's it. So then you got a bag full of all your parts, all your, you know, your Nylocks, all that stuff. What do you recommend there, man? Are we on the right path there, Lauren?
Well, yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, there's, of course, every time you turn around, it's like, oh, I wish I had that size. And we pretty much have everything in stock there that a guy could want. It is nice to have a little selection in your little pouch somewhere on the boat or in your shop that to draw from, like you guys have, obviously. But if you don't have what you need, we sure have it.
I could vouch for Lauren here, dude. I have been up and down the aisles of that thing. I've worked on so many boats and used Harbor Marine as my sole supplier for everything that he does. I mean, if you need fine thread, you need, but you bring up a great point, Robbo, in that if you just kind of standardize, mm-hmm. use two different sizes. Lauren, one of the biggest issues that I see on boats, and I might be looking at you to back me up on this, is the fact that so many problems, electrical problems on a boat, are because the boat's electrical system is under capacity. You see a lot of guys with single batteries on their boats. They're counting on that battery as their starting battery, and it runs their electronics on the boat. Take us through a typical add a battery project. What is a guy going to need, and what does a guy need to watch out for as pitfalls in a project like this?
Well, you know, there's quite a bit involved here, but and we do have a service department. If you don't feel like you're handy enough to handle some of these things, we can do it so to assure you get the right wire sizes and so on. But again, our guys at the counter can help you with that, and it's not an issue. But we offer like a shore inlet, for example, if a guy wants to just plug in his extension cord to his house to go to an onboard charger. You know, you add that second battery. You want, of course, cable it across through a switch, and you know, so you control what's going on and get a full understanding of how your system works. So when you're out there and you have something kind of accessory that's running off of your battery system, you're not going to be running that down and all of a sudden, oh, gee, I've turned the key and my motor won't start now. There's something going on here. So, or anyway, but there's lots of different things that trickle charging over the wintertime makes it very convenient.
No doubt. Harbor Marine is right on the way to the 10th Street Boat Ramp. It's the biggest ramp in the state. You just opened up the Stowaway Grocery. Tell us a little bit about this handy little item for boaters swinging in, Lauren, and what time's that open up in the morning?
Well, currently, I would say this would be our off season.
Sure.
And we're still opening up there at 5:30 in the morning, and I'll have to say it's still being well received and used, and it's a nice addition to the marina. At least that's what the customers are telling us. You can still come in and get some bait and get a six pack or get just a cup of coffee, get your day going, and a few snacks, and you're on your way.
Need your quick opinion here on a little argument Nellie and I have been having this one. Who's the best fisherman out there, man? Is it you think it's the troller? You're probably going to go with troller, the salmon troller. I mean, it's, Area 9's opening Monday. What do you think, man? Who's the best fisherman out there?
Gosh, you talk to 10 guys, you'll get 10 answers. But
we're talking to you now, though. Who is it, Lauren?
All right. I think it's the downrigger fisherman.
There we go.
Oh, you're killing me.
I'm a DR guy.
There we go. There's a lot more to downrigging than meets the eye, definitely.
Thanks, Lauren.
He's Lauren Bivens at Harbor Marine. Lauren, thanks for joining us. Of course, they have the complete line of Cannon downriggers down at Harbor Marine now. Stop by and see Lauren. You got any project, go check them out. They're going to get you pointed in the right direction and minimize your false starts on a project like this. Lauren, talk to you soon. Thank you again.
Well, thanks for having me, guys.